By the time you hear this, we will be just about to move into the eclipse season, the first eclipse season of 2024, and it's going to start off with a bit of a doozy of an eclipse, a full moon eclipse in the sign of Libra. Welcome to the Mainly Moonology podcast. I'm your host, Yasmin Boland, an award-winning astrologer and the Sunday Times best-selling author of books including Moonology and creator of the Moonology Oracle Cards. My intention for this podcast is to help you understand how you can create your dream life using Mainly Moonology, the moon, as your guide. So we are about to move into the eclipse season. We are going to be kicking things off with an eclipse in the sign of Libra. It's a full moon eclipse. It's going to be taking place at 5 degrees of Libra, to be completely exact. If you understand your chart, then you can have a look and see where that is for you. But what I want to talk about this week, because the eclipse is actually going to take place next week, and next week's podcast is going to be all about that. What I actually want to talk about this week is kind of like how to get ready for eclipse season. And I think one thing that I should start off by saying is eclipses are not terrible things. They are not bad things. They're nothing to be frightened of. Back in the olden days, people did get very scared of eclipses because they didn't know they were coming. And if there was a total solar eclipse of the total eclipse of the sun, you know, the skies would go dark and everybody would freak out. And that's completely understandable. But we now know they are nothing scary. They are not to be feared. And in fact, as a modern astrologer, I actually think that eclipses are times in many ways to look forward to. I will admit I've had the odd rough eclipse in my time. I've had eclipses where I've just been absolutely thrown off the path I was on, which I kind of knew wasn't the right path for me, but I was still kind of clinging to it. That's what eclipses are like. They shunt you to where you are meant to be. Now, this eclipse coming up, taking place in the sign of Libra, is obviously a very interesting one for the simple reason that Libra is the sign of relationships. Okay, it's the sign of relationships. So the full moon in Libra is always kind of like a time where relationships turn around a little bit. Things can start to shift around the time of a full moon, and especially in Libra, they tend to start to shift around relationships. Now, this can be a good thing or a difficult thing, depending on where you are in your relationships. So if everything is going really, really well and you don't want anything to change, well, then hopefully the eclipse isn't going to hit you too hard, because eclipses really are times of correction in many ways. I like to think of it like this. Imagine that when you, before you incarnated here on the planet, all right, you had a purpose that you came here to fulfill. You had a purpose that you wanted to, you know, carry out. It's your life purpose. Many of you will know about the idea of having a life purpose. And, you know, if you get too far off track with your life purpose, then what can actually happen is that an eclipse will come along and basically smash you sideways so that you get back on track. Now, the good news with this full moon eclipse this month or this week or next week, it should be. Sorry, the good news with this full moon eclipse next week is that straight after the eclipse, we do have a lovely alignment between the planet of love, Venus, and the planet of change, Uranus. So on the one hand, it can be a very highly charged week this week, especially for relationships. Any relationships which are going through dramas right now, it could be you're about to get a thwack from the universe so that you get back on the right track. On the other hand, it can also be if you're with someone and you've been waiting to see when things are going to go to the next level. Well, now is a time where positive changes can happen. So what I wanted to talk about this week, though, was really how to prepare for the full moon eclipse in the sign of Libra. So what I want you to do is to think of one person that you are in relationship with. Now, it doesn't have to be a romantic partner. It can be, or it can be your ex, or it can be your mum or your dad or your sister, your brother, your best friend, your neighbor, anyone, a colleague, anyone that you're in relationship with somehow, and where things are a little mired in upsets and dramas and so on and so forth. So one intriguing thing about working with the moon and manifesting and working with an eclipse, which is a really heightened time of change, that's not widely known, is really about the concept of energetic clearing that you really need to do before you even think about, for example, setting intentions at the time of the new moon eclipse, which is going to be April 8th. It's a really good time in the lead up to the full moon to start to do some energetic clearing, because the full moon is really the peak of the cycle, of the lunar cycle. And once we get that peak, it's really time to let all that shit go. And then you will start to be more energetically clear when it comes to doing or manifesting. But I don't want to get ahead of myself with the new moon manifesting. Let's stick with the fact that this week it's all about the lead up to the full moon eclipse. Now, energetic clearing is really based on the belief that actually our very energy fields can become really cluttered with old beliefs, with negative emotions, and even experiences, past experiences we've had. And this sort of energetic clutter can become blockages. And these blockages then in turn prevent us from manifesting our desires effectively, because they hinder the flow of energy and alignment within our intentions. And as I find myself saying over and over at the moment, you know, remember, moon manifesting and manifesting in general is really based on the law of attraction. And the law of attraction is that like unto itself is drawn. And basically what that means is what we get out is what we give out is what we get back. So if you're giving out, you know, upset, if you're stuck with old belief systems, if you're giving out negativity, if you're emotionally in turmoil, you're just going to get more of that. So this is why it's really good this week in the lead up to the first eclipse of this season. There's only two eclipses in this season, is to start to think about what you want to let go. Now, how are you meant to let go? Well, energetic clearing is something that you can do kind of any way that feels right for you. You know, any kind of practice that will help you cleanse your energy field. One of my favorites is having a bath in high quality, high grade salt, because salt is very cleansing. And so it will really cleanse your energy field to have a bath in salt. Now, not everyone's lucky enough to have a bath. If you only have a shower, you can still do it. You can get a salt scrub if you like and just salt yourself and then, you know, give yourself a good scrub. Don't scratch yourself as you have a shower. Or you can just hold the intention as you use a beautiful soap to, you know, I'm washing away my blocks to love. I'm washing away the blocks to my relationships. I'm washing away anything that's keeping me in a negative state. The reason why I'm focusing on relationships is because, as I said, Libra is the sign of relationships, and this full moon eclipse is taking place in Libra. But it can also be doing things like meditation. So you can just sit down with the intention of I'm going to start to let go of upsets and dramas and just meditate and see what comes up for you. You can journal about that. You can do an oracle card on it. How am I doing with releasing all this stuff? You know, you can do that. You can do visualizations where you actually see yourself as energetically clear. Hold the intention to see yourself in one piece. Hold yourself, see yourself as someone who's brimming with really positive energy, who's really in a good state. You know, just hold that idea of yourself as someone who has left behind a whole lot of negativity. You can also call in Archangel Michael, one of my favorite things to do, and ask him to cut the cords between you and anyone you know you have a negative attachment to. That's really powerful. You can use crystals. You can do a crystal grid that's set to help you let go of whatever it is you need to release. Sometimes we don't want to release stuff. If there's someone in your life, you need to let them go. You know, visualize them in a pink bubble is a famous thing. Visualize them in a pink bubble and see them floating off. You can do sage smudging, especially if you grow your own sage, because I know it's a kind of a slightly controversial thing, I think, especially in the States. Here in the UK, I think the sage grows abundantly, but you can grow your own sage and just burn it, dry it and burn it. In your house, or you can buy it online as long as you buy it from somewhere sustainable. And that really helps with clearing things out, or even a physical decluttering of your space. A really good thing to do this week in the lead up to the full moon eclipse. And I will say, as soon as the full moon eclipse is done and dusted, I'm actually going to be releasing a free 1 hour webinar, which is all about how to really go to town doing all this sort of stuff ahead of the new moon eclipse, so that when it comes to the new moon eclipse, you'll be manifesting super powerfully. And I'm going to be doing a big manifesting, moonology manifesting session with all my mainly moonology members. So if you're a member, look forward to that. April 8th, we'll be doing that together. And if you're not a member yet, hop over, go and sign up, come and join us. There's hundreds of us. It's the mainlymoonologymembership.com. So really what you need to remember is the idea to hold, to keep in mind right now, is to release old energies now, okay, so that what you are putting out, what you are sending out to the universe is going to be positive. It's not going to be all the negative clutter from upsets from the past. And then when it comes to the new moon eclipse on April 8th, which is the time for manifesting, you're going to be feeling much, much better. Now, one technique I mentioned quite quickly, I just want to go back to it just really briefly, is the idea of asking Archangel Michael to come in and cut any energetic cords you have to anyone else. Now, the idea is that whenever we think of someone or we spend time with someone, we run an energetic cord to them. And if you don't want to work with angels, that's fine. You can actually just cut them yourself. But the idea is cutting energetic cords that tie you to people, situations, or past experiences even that no longer serve your highest good. This is one of the really, really powerful ways to help release emotional attachments to the past. And that's really what you want to do ahead of the full moon eclipse. Because here's the thing, incorporating energetic clearing at the time of, in the lead up to the eclipse, is really going to help you ultimately boost your manifesting, because your energy field would be clear, vibrant, alive, aligned, and just really in a much, much better state. It's a really deep level of preparation that really kind of acknowledges the complexity of our energetic and emotional landscapes, you know, so that we know that you will feel better once you set the intention to let go of all your stuff. Now, I just want to say, you know, the concepts of energetic clearing and cord cutting and their direct impact on manifesting are ideas that are really deeply rooted in metaphysical and spiritual practices, more so than in scientific method. So as a result, these topics have not been extensively studied within the framework of conventional science. So in other words, there are limited numbers of peer-reviewed scientific studies available to validate these practices from a really scientific perspective. However, The broader fields of, say, psychology and neuroscience have definitely explored related themes, such as, for example, say, the impact of meditation and mindfulness on mental and physical health. Or even now, someone I count as a friend, even though I'm not even sure I've ever met her in the flesh, I've interviewed her so many times, Gemma Perry, Dr. Gemma Perry, who has a PhD in mantra. You know, she's done extensive research for her PhD onto the mental and physical benefits of chanting, and she's found that there are plenty of benefits. So, you know, it's really a bit of this or a bit of that. In fact, I didn't mention chanting as one way to kind of let go of the past and to clear yourself energetically and to raise your vibration. If you want to look at Gemma's work, Dr. Gemma, Gemma with a G, Dr. Gemma Perry, and she has done a PhD on the benefits of chanting. If you just want to do something that's sort of already peer-reviewed and proven, chant. Chant Om Namo Narayani. It means I surrender to the Divine Mother. Chant Om. Chant Soham. Chant whatever you like. Doesn't have to be Sanskrit. You could chant, you know, Hail Mary, full of grace. You can chant whatever you want, but the idea is to get yourself into a state where you are raising your vibration. Although, I must say, chanting is traditionally something people do in Sanskrit. But I think Gemma even found if you don't do it in Sanskrit, it's still very, still has a very positive impact. You know, and things like meditation, for example, and chanting and mindfulness have been shown to reduce stress, improve focus, and to promote emotional well-being, okay? So, and these things are going to affect your ability to manifest. The other thing to do as we move towards the full moon eclipse is think about who you need to forgive. Maybe you need to forgive yourself. Maybe you need to forgive someone else. Forgiveness at the full moon eclipse is so powerful. I will be doing a full moon ceremony like I always do on the Hay House page. I'll be doing a big fire in my garden, which I haven't done for a very long time. And that's such a powerful way to let go of negativity ahead of the full moon. So, you know, really just use this week, just do whatever it's going to take to help you start to feel more like yourself, more like you're letting go of the past. The full moon is always a time to let go. Full moon eclipse is that on steroids. And because it's in Libra, the sign of relationships, let go of any relationship crap, whether it's, as I said, can be with your grandma or your grandpa or, you know, the person you worked with 20 years ago or whatever. I just want to say, while I was chit-chatting a bit before, I did take a card from Colette Baron-Reed's Wisdom of the Oracle deck, which I love. I'm having a love affair with right now. Interestingly enough, we got card 45, which is time to go. Endings, completion, walking away from something because there is nothing else to learn or experience. You're at the end of one journey, have not yet begun the next. This is the moment to bless your experience thus far. Take stock of what you've learned. It's time to move on to new experiences and a new way of being. There is nothing left for you to do or experience in your present circumstances. Take the risk and move on, even if you need to be in transition for a time. Your destiny is calling you. So that is such a great affirmation for what I've been talking about here today, that it really is time to let go and move on as we move towards the full moon eclipse. And like I said at the start, there is going to be a rather lovely Venus-Jupiter alignment around the time of the eclipse. And that is just good news for everybody because it means that even though eclipses can be tricky, and for my money, full moon eclipses are actually trickier than new moon eclipses usually because they require us to let go and move on. But that Venus-Jupiter alignment suggests that whatever it is that we have to do in order to let go and move on is actually going to work for our benefit. So make a commitment to yourself now. This week, I'm going to think about who I need to forgive. Do I need to forgive myself? Do I need to forgive someone else? What do I want to move on from? Who do I need to put in a pink bubble and watch them floating off? What should I be journaling about? You know, what can I be meditating on? I want to be ready to just let it all go at the time of the full moon eclipse. So what do I need to release from my energetic field? What do I need to energetically clear out so that when it comes to the full moon eclipse this time next week, well, it's going to be March 25 in most parts of the world, not in all of them. Check my Moonology diary for the exact date. What do I need to do to become energetically clear so that I can make the most of this full moon eclipse? So I'm going to end with a chant because I love a good chant, and I know many of you do too. And I'm going to let it run for a few minutes. I'm going to record it and let it run for a few minutes. And it's really a chance to just let it all go. The chant is Om Namo Narayani, and many of you will know it's the chant that I learned in India many, many, many years ago now, like nearly 20 years ago now, and it means I surrender to the divine, or I surrender to the divine mother. And what I'm going to suggest is, especially if you're listening to this lying down with headphones or earbuds, just let it wash all over you and just let it all go. Offer it up to the divine. You know, some things we can't understand, why things happen, where we are in life, how we got there, what's going on, and so on. The full moon eclipse is the time to turn the corner. So offer your life up to the divine. The divine mother will always take care. So I'm going to take my glasses off my head so that my crown chakra can do its stuff. I'm going to close my eyes. Maybe you want to as well. Take a deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. Om Namo Narayani. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Mainly Moonology podcast. If you'd like to stay updated with the moon and moonology and astrology and all the other things we cover, be sure to subscribe to the podcast via Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You'll be notified whenever a new episode is up. Also, it would mean a lot to me and my team if you could leave us a glowing 5-star review on your podcast platform of choice, please. That actually helps more people find us too, which spreads the love and surely also brings you amazing karma for taking a moment to help us out and to help other people find the podcast. Have a great week, and I hope to speak to you next week. Lots of love. Thank you for listening to the Mainly Moonology podcast. If you want to take moonology to the next level and manifest the life of your dreams, join our growing community of magical people who come together to lift each other up as we meditate, manifest, and reclaim the magic that has been inside us all along. Head over to mainlymoonologymembership.com and awaken your true powers.